Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver speaking. Good morning to you. We're speaking live from the city of Fort Worth, as we do each and every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We address the nation with the thing that is most passionate, that we are most passionate about, and that's politics. And we look at it from that progressive side. We're leaning forward in our thinking that everything is possible, and we're looking this morning at what the government has done. We just raced back from the TV set watching John Boehner as he came forth and gave a tense-worded statement, comment, if you please, about what is going on in Washington. It is like Schumer, the senator out of New York, and he was describing what the Tea Party is doing to John Boehner. He described it as being like, or should we say, likened unto a flea that wags the tail of the dog, and the flea ought to stop doing that. Well, the Tea Party got Boehner jacked up. The tan man said to the commentator at, Good Morning America, that there was no daylight between him and the Tea Party. He even made comments and statements that he was a Tea Partier. But right now, this is it. When you look at the strain and stress on his face and you see how they got him by the ball, you almost feel sorry for this person. But nevertheless, when you ask for something that you got, now he is not their leader. He was in power when this here tsunami of this political tsunami hit this here country, and these Tea Partiers came about because the Democrats was primarily concerned with health care to their demise and to their regret now. They was tied up and wrapped up in bringing forth these, bringing in to the system these 30 million people who had no health insurance. And I actually believe that President Obama was turned on by this fact because his mother died with cancer, and he saw himself as being putting something in place, and perhaps he's of the opinion that if such health care was in place, then his mother would not have stressed and worried about how she was going to make ends meet and how she was going to be able to have adequate service. Who knows? So I'm very sympathetic about that. But I also understand how the Republicans told us here a big lie and got these here seniors all riled up. And they voted in droves. I said last week 59% of the seniors went against the Democrats in voting for these Tea Party types. And now these Tea Parties are in power, and they won't take anything less than what they feel they ought to have. You remember back in Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes couldn't even get John Boehner to mention the word compromise. So now there is no compromise. There is a shutdown, and it is looming. When we started talking at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, the countdown is 14 hours before the lights go out in Washington. And because the Tea Party would not allow Boehner to compromise with Harry Reid, and President Obama. Won't let them do it. Now, if they could get the compromise, we're talking about just a couple of million dollars. They have put forth $39 billion, and the Democrats have said, okay, we'll do $35 billion. We'll do that. $34.5 billion, but it's $35 billion. So it's just a little bit. But there are 67 policy riders. And these are political statements that they have attached inside the budget and saying that the $300 million that you pay Planned Parenthood, we want to defund that. We don't want to give them now dime. We don't want to give no money to EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Get rid of Big Bird, NPR, and PBS. We want to deal with, we don't want the scientists checking and ensuring that we got clean air and clean water. Now, I said to you that it wasn't about the budget, and I cannot say, and others cannot dramatize it anymore. This thing is not about the budget. It is about an ideology that the Republicans have. The Republicans do not believe in government. And I just wonder, why in the hell do you put someone in control of something that they don't care for it? It would be kind of like taking Michael Vick, who was convicted of animal cruelty, and putting him over the EPA. Not the EPA, over some kind of pet shop. Or these here, where you decide on what you do with stray animals. And what the point I'm trying to make is, we have heard the Republicans say the government is not the solution, government is the problem. They believe in small government, and that's because the people that are funding them are quite wealthy, and they don't need the government to put for education to ensure that the teachers, that we got adequate amount of teachers. They can send their kids to private schools and out of the country to Switzerland. They can they don't have to worry about nothing because they got it. But we have to worry about Head Start. We have to worry about how the many teachers and the quality of our education. We need to do these things, but the government have to do it, but the Republicans don't believe that they have to do it. And this here is a way of proving to you, the public, that you don't, that government is irrelevant. Because we can close it down and you're going to continue to live, but it's going to be some people going to be hurt by this. And because they are, and the people who don't need it aren't, then they are allowing, or the people that are or will be hurt, such as seniors. You know, these here seniors, this is what I kind of got off on them, and I see them going on that again today. Seniors vote against their economic interests. They did that with the health care. They need health care. They need health care. They ain't the best health care what Obama was putting forth. But Obamacare, it's better than what they're going to have. And now they see it based upon what Ryan and the Republicans are putting forth. They're going to do away with Medicare. Don't let them people wrap you up and get you so hyped and you get the hating the people that 50 years old who's coming up behind you and say, well, I got mine, I ain't going to worry about them. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got to, don't let them start making you hate the others, because they believe in this here part of their ideology is divide and conquer. They've done that all the way down through the thing. One of the things they have tried to do, but they have not done it, they haven't divided the black folks up in this country. They have wanted, you know, that's why I'm talking about, oh, they all vote Democratic and they all do this here. Yeah, we kind of stay together on that. But if we had the poor whites part of the coalition that the blacks and the minorities and other minorities are, we wouldn't have no major problem. Because when we get to be, when I get to be a millionaire, I'm willing to pay millionaire taxes. But up until then, you know, you need to make sure that wealthy people pay their fair share. Now, I don't have enough money to make campaign contribution to the Republican who runs, in this district, who represent this district in Washington, but I still should have my interests represented. So if I got a doctor that's representing my district in Congress, in Washington, and I know that he's a Republican and he wants to see the old folks 10 years from now with pre-existing condition, and the pre-existing condition you're going to have when you hit Medicare age is going to be old age. And you're going to be going back out there in the marketplace, in the healthcare marketplace, and you're going to be trying to buy your healthcare, and that's going to cost you more than what you got. And if you ain't got the money to deal with it, then you got to, then you're going to take less. And pray to God that it'll be enough to get you through and keep you healthy. But many people's going to die. It's going to be, you got a prelude to what's happening. Look at Arizona. Arizona, they just came back, Governor Brewer just amended what they had done when they cut off Medicaid and people who needed transplants died because the government would not support and make it possible for them to get it. Well, when they do the block grant on Medicaid, then every state going to be able to make those decisions. And I can assure you, in a state such as I live in Texas, when you get a guy like a Rick Perry in office, Tricky Rick, he is going to do all he can to cut and save, as he is doing in the current budget that they are putting together for the next biennium. So I know that we can't allow states to do things that historically the federal government have done. And the federal government, in order for the federal government to be efficient and do the things that the people is going to need, the poor people, the working class people, and the middle class going to need, it's going to need to be big. Now, don't get caught off in this here trap that the government is too small. Now, we need a big government to do what we need to, and that's what this here whole thing is based upon right now. In the next 13 and a half hours or so by Texas time, the government is going to go into a shutdown, and hopefully this here will resonate within the people, that you will see the agenda that these Republicans, these here right-wing extremists have, and how they approach government services. We get a look again. We get the Lord is showing us things that's taking place in Wisconsin. We're seeing how this here right-wing extremist is overreaching, and the people are pushing back. They're pushing back in Florida, they're pushing back in Michigan, and they're pushing back in Ohio. And I like the fact right now that the Democrats are pushing back on even on Obama and forcing Obama to stand strong in this here, because Obama can't compromise. He has announced his election, and the Democratic, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party will not buy into this here extreme agenda that the Republican, the Tea Party, want to do. We're not going to give away women's health. That's offensive to half the women in this here country. We are at the point where water and air ought to be clean. There's some things that the government going to do. Our eggs and got to be protected so you don't get all that salmonella. It's such and such as it is, we need a big government. And if you are let these people that they're trying to make us believe that they got a crisis, no crisis. This is an opportunity for them to get their agenda and use partisan things. No, to use government need and things to get their partisan objective through. And you got to say no to them. You got to say no to them. And I perceive that the lights will go out tonight, but by Monday or Tuesday, you'll have all the news and the polling people, and they'll be out talking to people. So if anybody call you, then you scream against this and say to them, I believe that the Republican ought to compromise. Everybody compromise in this country. You cannot be part of the House and try to put your will, force your will on the Senate, and you can't force your will on the President. All three of these here bodies, the executive, and the legislative, and split the legislative up in the House and the Senate, got to jive together. Ain't one no greater than the other one. And if you see how obstinate they are, and they don't understand how business is done and how the show is ran, then I'll tell you like my mama used to say to me, one monkey don't stop no show. And we'll just go out and find up some more monkeys and the band keep on playing. Because that's the whole thing right now is John Boehner don't want to lose his job, but he don't want to lose his face. They say he broke down and cried in the meeting because he thought that the Tea Party, the Republican Party, walked away from him. Well, much as I have heard, I don't see the Tea Party accepting one dime less until some things happen. But I want to see the Democrats lock in and don't compromise no more than what they have already done. If you remember correctly, they started off with $100 billion, and I thought that was extreme. I didn't like the idea that Obama right off the bat gave up $40 billion. And they said, well, okay, we want 30, because some, you know, moderate, reasonable, common sense Republicans say, okay, well, then all we need is 30 billion, 33 billion. They said, no, we don't want 33. We don't want 30 billion, because the 30 billion, and they would say, well, the 30 billion is because we're already halfway there and we're trying to get last year's budget. And the reason, and you hear them, they talking about, well, this is last year's budget. Yes, last year's budget. But they could not have gotten last year's budget through last year's Senate. Because you had McConnell and his filibuster, and that would have caused the fight that's going right now, and to stop and do this fight then would have taken the Democrat the Democrats off of their game and the people's agenda would have suffered. We would not have the laws on the book about funding for student loans and other things that there was, but regulation would not have been there, would not have strengthened the EPA, would not have done a lot of things that is good, and the Democrats are having now to defend that because of what have happened in the last election cycle. These here Tea Party types have came to power, and they want to repeal and replace, and we can't do that. They even got one of them 67 riders is to repeal health care. You know Obama ain't going to sign that. You know the Democrats ain't going to do that. And I probably can imagine if I was Harry Reid and they were talking about Obama, talking about, well, you know, we can do something different with the policy riders. Well, okay, you want to give up health care? You want them to default? Oh, no, I don't want to. That's my signature legislation. Okay, if that's your signature legislation, then mine is, because I got women representing, Planned Parenthood, the women's health issues. And I didn't realize there's a lot of issues that do besides abortion. I'm against abortion. I think the woman ought to keep her dress down and the man ought to be more responsible, but I'm not going to lock in and you deny the cancer screenings and all the other stuff that they need there so that I can support an extreme agenda on a group of people that don't care nothing about me. And the big money people will tolerate this here extreme social issue types because that's their way they get their votes. But if they will, under a certain circumstance, disband them, because they didn't want the big money people, the Charles and the David Koch, they didn't want to get off into this here social agenda. That's why we thought that, and surprised to a certain extent that this happening now, because we thought that it was all about the money. It was all about the dollar, because a dollar is a dollar is a dollar. So if it's a dollar is a dollar is a dollar, and you could want to cut it all out of the discretionary side, then what about some mandatory stuff? Let's get some Pentagon. So if you want money, no, we want you to cut it over here. To hell with that. Well, we're going to get back and find out what's going on so that Monday, when we meet back around this place, we'll have an idea of the effect of this shutdown. And I am hoping that in the last minute something will happen. But I am all for defending it all the way to the end. And if it does happen, then it happened. But I will say this here, it's going to be some dealing. A deal got to be done, because ain't no way that these people going to get what they want. Because if you – who, and that's why it's so entrapped, because whoever lose here might lose in the other two battles. Remember I told you that's two more battles coming. The Ryan budget, that $4 trillion budget to end Medicare and Medicaid as we know it, give tax cuts to the wealthy. I mean, that's a big battle. And then we got this here come, I think, about March or May, somewhere around in here. I mean, in May or June, we got this here a debt ceiling limit that we got to make an adjustment to. So there's a lot of things that we got to do. And it's going to be some hard-fought battles. So Obama, President Obama, hang in there. Harry Reid, hang in there, and don't let these here people wear you down, and because you have the people's agenda that you're looking out for. And we want to say to you who are here today, thank you very much. And we'll be back here Monday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Good day.